Good morning and welcome. I've got one or two intimations, but first I'd like to welcome anybody who is here for the first time or people who haven't been here for a while, and welcome to come for coffee in the hall afterwards, where there's a lovely tradecraft stall where you might get some last minute Christmas gifts. Secondly, there's a sign-up sheet at the back of the church for anybody who wishes transport to the Christmas service at Peter Cooter on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, June Gilchrist and family always do a lunch. So if anybody would like to be present at that lunch, can you get in touch with June? Today, we're delighted to welcome Gordon Craig to conduct the service. But most of the service is going to be done by the youth church. So welcome, everybody.
Well, what a nice day to finish my stint here at Coults. This will be my last Sunday before you get your new minister. So what a way to go out. Look at you all. I'm looking forward to this. And it's a day when I don't have to see very much at all, which I'm sure everyone else is quite happy with. Now, before we start and before the children continue, we've got something special to do at the front here. Can anyone tell me what we might have to do? It's to do with this area over here. Yes! Calendar. Not quite calendar, but similar. It's an Advent...
Candle.
Yes. Now, how many candles have we got to light this morning?
I think five.
Not quite five. Can you take away two from five? You've got five, you take away two.
Three.
Three, that's right, because this is the third Sunday in Advent, which means after this Sunday, we've only got one Sunday left before the big day. In fact, next Sunday is going to be Christmas Eve, the last Sunday before Christmas, and all the excitement that day brings. Now, I'm going to have, I think we'll have three volunteers maybe to light the candles. Oh, the Romans are right in there straight away. Now, I'm going to ask you to be honest, because I wasn't here last week. Who has not lit a candle? You haven't lit a candle? What's your name?
Felicity,
you come forward. Have you lit a candle?
No.
What's your name?
Fraser.
Fraser, you come forward. What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, you come forward too. Now come on up here and we'll see if we can light these candles safely. First Advent, first Sunday in Advent. Don't know if you were here, but I had difficulties getting that candle lit. But we'll see what we can do. That should be safe. This was... Right. Here we go. We'll light the first one. We'll ask the angels first. Did you not light the candle last week? It was burnt down. You're either using cheap candles or you had a long service. Right, I've come up to here now for our call to worship. And for a call to worship, we have a short prayer. So let's pray together. And then I'll sit down. So we join our hearts in prayer. Lord, we come together at this special service to praise you as we remember the excitement and expectation of a new baby, a baby who would bring hope, wonder, and the promise of new life, a baby who would be the fulfillment of promises made long before his birth, a baby who would change the world, a baby who would bring health and new possibilities to those who sought him and to those who did not. So we come to worship you this morning, led by the young children in our midst. May our worship be acceptable to you, and may we find your peace and joy in all that we do and hear, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now I'm handing over to the youngsters, and maybe not so young. It's nice to see a grown-up Mary for a change, too. I'm not going to make a comment on that.
Imagine with me the stars in the sky, the countless constellations, the sprawling solar system, and among it all, a little planet called Earth. God made all of those things and all of the people and inhabitants of our planet. Just over 2,000 years ago, when we needed him most, God came down to be with us, to save us, and to show us how life should be lived. God could have chosen anywhere to be his home. He could have built a palace for himself that would have made the grandeur of the Roman Empire seem like nothing. But he didn't. God chose to send his son to be born among the forgotten, the overlooked, and the poorest. This is the story of how God came to be with us. The story opens with a young woman in her home. Her name was Mary. Unless you look a bit deeper, there's nothing particularly remarkable about Mary. She was from a town called Nazareth, and she was engaged to be married to Joseph. But to God, she was very important. So important that God sent an angel down from heaven with a message for her.
Don't be afraid, Mary. God is very pleased with you. You will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be called the Son of Most Mighty.
I don't understand. I am not yet married. I am a virgin. How can I have a son?
The Holy Spirit will come, and his power will give you a baby. People will call him the Son of God.
I am a servant of God. I will believe it will happen as you have said.
Let us celebrate together this miracle with hymn 314, Child in a Manger, hymn 314. And she went to tell Joseph, the man she was about to marry, all about it. Meanwhile, the Roman Emperor, Caesar Augustus, who ruled over the land, sent an order saying that he wanted to count every single person in the country. So everyone, including Mary and Joseph, had to go back to their hometown to be registered.
Hear ye, the Honorable Caesar Augustus has issued a decree that a census should be taken of all Roman lands. Everyone must go to their hometown and register in order to be taxed. This is the order of Caesar Augustus.
Joseph came from a faraway town called Bethlehem. Because Mary was engaged to be his wife, she came with him to Bethlehem. To save her aching legs, Mary rode a donkey. During the journey, Mary was very nearly ready to give birth to her baby. Although tired and weary, Mary and Joseph traveled for many miles. They went from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea and then to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, they knocked on every door in town looking for a place to stay, but everywhere was full of people. Each time they were given the same answer. Lots of people had come down to be counted, so the whole town was full. There were so many families to accommodate. Mary and Joseph nearly gave up, but then they tried the very last guest house.
Please, please help. My wife is about to have a baby. Do you have a room?
I'm so sorry. All my rooms are filled with guests from across the country. All I can offer is my stable out the back where we keep all the animals.
Thank you so much. We'll take it.
Thank you. At least we'll have somewhere.
So, Mary and Joseph went to stay in the stable. It was a very difficult place to bring a new life into the world. Dirty, smelly, and unhygienic. But Mary and Joseph made the best of it.
Reading from John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humans. The light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives us light to everyone was coming into the world. The world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
When the baby came, they wrapped little Jesus in the clothes they had. They didn't have anything to put him in, so they placed the Son of God in a manger, a trough that is used to feed animals. I'm not sure if this is what Mary was expecting. The angel said Jesus would be called the Son of the Most High. But as she looked at the sleeping baby in the manger, she knew that he was a precious gift. Let us celebrate the birth of Jesus together by singing hymn 320, Joy to the World, hymn 320. Meanwhile, in some fields nearby, a group of shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks. Shepherds? Where are the shepherds?
We did not have enough children to be shepherds.
Well, we can't go on with the story without shepherds. What are we going to do?
What about those people sitting down there?
Oh, that's a good idea. All right, kids, we need 4 shepherds. Go find 4 volunteers for us. Here we go. Last week got us ready for audience participation in the children's address. So. All right, thank you so much for your help. I knew we could find some helpful people in this audience. Now, you guys have your lines? Ready to go? Great, keep them at the ready. These shepherds were just ordinary people, going about their daily lives, maybe even attending church. They weren't considered very important. Nobody really took much notice of them. So they were surprised when the angel spoke to them.
Do not be afraid, I bring you news of great joy. Good news for people across the world. Today in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born. You will find a baby lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth.
Now let us celebrate again the message of the angels as we sing together hymn 301, Hark, the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
The angels left and went up to heaven. And now the shepherds wondered what they should do next.
What shall we do?
Let's go to Bethlehem.
Yes, then we can see what has happened.
I want to see what the Lord has told us.
Well done, shepherds. The shepherds decided that the best thing was to go to Bethlehem, and just as the angel had said, they wanted to see what had happened. They wanted to see what the Lord had told them. So they hurried off to seek Mary and Joseph and the baby, which they knew they would find lying in a manger. They found the stable where the young couple were, and the shepherds went in to see the baby in the manger. And now we will sing together a hymn, Silent Night, which you will find in your order of service as an insert. And we will remain seated for this song. When they had seen him, the shepherds told everyone they met about the child. People were amazed to hear the story. Are you amazed too? The Son of the Most High, born in a stable. Someone who would be called the Son of God, placed in a dirty manger, with only poor shepherds around to greet him. But sometime later, more people came to visit, but they didn't come straight to the stable. These three important people, sometimes called kings, sometimes wise men, were magi. That's the same word that we use when we say magic. And these were very clever people. They knew all the secrets of the stars. They knew from examining the heavens that an important event was taking place. A bright star rose in the sky, showing them that a new king was born.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
They followed the star to worship the person whose birth it foretold. They knew that the star heralded the King of the Jews. And where else would a king be born? Yes, they went straight to the palace. But they didn't find him there. Then they saw a bright star ahead of them and followed it until it stopped. And we sing together the hymn on the back side of your insert, We Three Kings. The wise men saw the child, and they worshipped him. Each of them brought a special gift to give the baby Jesus.
Because you're the King of Kings, I bring you gold.
Because you are the Son of God, I give you frankincense. Because you are the savior of the world, I bring you myrrh.
Each of them gave Jesus a precious gift. And that's why we give gifts at Christmas. To learn that generosity is better than accumulation. And that we worship God in our giving. They went home even wiser men, realizing that precious things are worth far more than money and are not always found in the richest places. They realize that they should offer their wealth to Jesus, the Son of God, born into poverty, who is a friend of poor and needy people. And in that same spirit, our offerings will now be received.
Now, our prayer of dedication of the offering, let us pray. Lord God, our offering can never match what you gave us in Christ, but accept our love and praise and help us to be more gratefully alive, serving you and our neighbours with all we have and are. And so, Lord, as we come before you this morning at the close of this service, in silence of our hearts we bring those dear to us, some of whom will be travelling this Christmas, some who cannot be with us this year or at all, some who are facing difficulties. But we thank you for all those who have lit up, who still light up our lives with joy. And as we approach Christmas, we pray that we may know in our hearts and in our minds that we are held together now and for eternity in your love. Our eyes and hearts and minds fixed on the vision you have given us of your kingdom. We wait, O God, for your coming. We pray these things through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Now, I think we didn't do something for you when we went straight into the offering there. I think you should all now give these marvellous children a big round of applause. You are all absolutely brilliant. And look at your outfits. You look great. I can see some folk taking photos and videos of you this morning. Now, before we carry on, there is something, though, that we're also missing. Because every Christmas, what is it that adults like to hear children sing?
Away in a manger.
Do you think you could sing Away in a Manger for us?
Yes.
Yes. Now, before that, I'm just going to read just a little passage on the birth of Jesus, because this is what you're going to be singing about. This is from Luke. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to be registered with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger, for there was no room for them in the inn. Now, you're going to sing for us that story, and it's going to be Away in a Manger, and the adults are just going to listen, but if you want, you can join in on the second verse, not the first. Okay, Away in a Manger. Let's hear it. Another clap for that. Now, I'm married to a teacher, a primary one teacher, and she's been very stressed recently because she's had to sort out the school's, the primary one nativity play. And so I know all that goes into this. And all the issues that staff have to face, getting everything sorted out. So we've got a big thank you this morning. And I think we've got two children, and I think it's Calum and Fraser. I've got something to give as a token of thanks to Carol. And now, boys and girls, I think it's time we're going to have to ask you, sadly, to go back to your seats because the choir are going to finish the service by singing the last item, Joy Has Dawned.
From creation.
Well done, that was marvellous. And thank you for the musicians over in the corner there. Certainly the cajon made a difference there. I heard that coming through in the guitar and all the keyboard. That was great. Thank you ever so much. Now, just before I ask you to stand for our benediction, just personally, can I just thank you for welcoming me on the Sundays I've been coming here since the summer, I think it was. And I offer you every blessing for the way forward this coming new year, as you step forward with a new minister into a new future for your community and your church. I'm sure it'll be a glowing future. And if you ever need some pulpit supply, give me a shout. I'll be delighted to come back at some point. But let's stand for a benediction. Be people of hope, and let hope live in your heart, and share the hope of Christ with all you meet. Share hope by noticing someone else's humanity. Share hope by listening to someone's story. Share hope by praying for our world. In this Advent season, we need to see, feel, and share hope. As you go out into the wonder of God's creation, share hope with those you meet. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and all whom you love, now and forevermore. Amen.